This is ReConversations. Welcome to this special series of the Crexie Podcast, an insider's look at all things commercial real estate, powered by NNN Pro Group, the market leading investment sales and advisory team. In this exclusive miniseries, Crexie visited ICSC Recon live in Las Vegas from the floor of the convention center at the NNN Pro Group's booth to sit down with movers and shakers in all things commercial real estate. Our mission? Investigate trends, educate listeners, and uncover ground-level insights into the latest industry news. With ReConversations, the Crexie Podcast hopes to provide next-level access into the inner workings of commercial real estate for this generation and the next. Welcome, and thank you all for joining us for this special edition of the Crexie Podcast. I'm your host, Yiannis Papadakis. And this is ReConversations. We are live at ICSC's Recon 2023 from the NNN Pro booth. And we are thrilled today to be sitting with Kevin Sands, president at Orion Real Estate Group. A little bit about our guest before we get started. Kevin Sands is an experienced commercial real estate professional who has handled hundreds of acquisitions and dispositions during his 15-year career. With a focus on U.S. commercial properties, he enables individuals, entrepreneurs, and family offices to participate in standalone projects, investment funds, and other passive investing strategies. Orion Real Estate Group has grown by serving individual investors in North America, South America, and Europe. Under Sands' leadership, the company has refocused and expanded its work to include more fund opportunities and asset management while undertaking a more aggressive disposition schedule that has improved performance and returns. Sands oversees the film's acquisition team. In addition, he successfully leveraged relationships with private equity firms and lenders to participate in ongoing private transactions, spin-offs, and divestiture of corporate real estate by banks and restaurant chains. Sands earned the Certified Commercial Investment Member, CCIM, certification and a broker real estate license in Florida. He holds a master's degree in international real estate from Florida International University and a bachelor's degree in finance from the Carroll School of Management at Boston College. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So before we jump in, can you tell me a little bit about where you're from and how you got involved in commercial real estate?
Sure. It's actually a family business. So my father started the company about 40 years ago, mainly focused on net lease properties, investing throughout the country, really with a focus of European investors coming in. And when I joined back in 2005, we expanded that to more domestic investors coming in. We also do shopping centers in Florida, but really net lease all over the country, in Canada, Puerto Rico. So pretty well diversified.
Now, how did you get into your specific focus of net lease assets?
Again, just historically, the company started off really working with European investors, investing in net lease. And I think we just continued to expand it. We went from really one-off deals to doing now, for the last 20 years, larger, bigger sale leasebacks, working with a lot of different private equity firms, working with a lot of the REITs on bigger portfolio transactions.
Do you have any mentors starting off that kind of helped get you set on your career path?
Yeah, there's a long list of people that I think have helped, I think, shape what we've done at Orion and what I've been focused on personally. Obviously, my father was an important part of that and getting us going. But Glenn Konofsky has been a great, I think, person in my career. And we've done a lot of transactions over the years. So he's certainly somebody sitting in here that's been a big part of our business.
Now, what were some lessons you learned early on that became invaluable going forward?
There's certainly a lot of those. I think commercial real estate's filled with missed opportunities, maybe opportunities you're happy you missed. And I think starting off in 05, seeing the ramp up, seeing the downturn, seeing that cycle, I think is a good learning experience. I think a lot of people that have started 2010, for the last 14 years, they've only seen up. And I think it's not, I think, over pushing on deals. It's being patient and I think sticking to what your core, what you believe in and what you're trying to do.
Any favorite mistakes or moments that course corrected you to your current path at the time you maybe didn't recognize as opportunities?
I think in real estate, probably the most important thing for me was seeing properties. I know one mistake I did early on is we always went and saw a property. We had one site and we're just like, just could not quite get there and go see it. And ended up being a bad deal. And I think that happened 10 years ago. And I think it was a good learning experience, was take the time, no shortcuts, get there. It's real estate, right? It's something that I think was a good learning tool. Thankfully, we didn't lose too much money on the deal, but I think that was a good learning experience.
Now, getting into retail-focused questions, can you speak a bit about net leases? Historically, how have they performed, and what are the drivers behind their growing popularity today?
Yeah, look, I think obviously you've got the 1031 market. You have a lot of people that are spinning out of deals that are more complicated, multifamily, little apartments, and people just don't want to deal with it. Or you're looking at family succession where maybe the kids are not interested in real estate and they want a more simple deal, right? So I think net lease fits a nice box with that. And it's continued to grow and expand, and the players in it, the REITs are, seems like there's a new REIT every year. So it's a space that is definitely getting very competitive, but I think there's still a lot of opportunities sitting out there.
And what are the best ways today that investors can maximize passive income through net leases? And what are other hidden benefits can capital holders take advantage of?
Mm-hmm. Look, I think there's a lot of opportunity coming up. There was certainly quite a run up with rates and just pushing cap rates down. There's so much money in the system. But I think right now coming up, there's going to be some pretty exciting opportunities. You have a lot of, I think, tenants that put themselves in bad positions. They didn't lock in debt, or they're looking for other ways to raise capital. And I think that's going to really drive, I think, a lot of opportunities. And I think, how do people continue to make money with it? Like, I think it's, for us, it's the fundamentals of the real estate. And for us, I think the best deals are the ones where, you know, if you get that property back, you're sitting in a good position, right? And it's trying not to do too many paper deals. It's really trying to, is the intrinsic value there?
Right.
I think it's probably the most important thing for any net lease buyer.
Fundamentals.
Yep.
Now, in respect to your experience, what are the biggest trends that you're seeing in the commercial real estate market right now?
There's a lot of movement happening. Obviously, cap rates are adjusting quickly. I think there was definitely a little bit of a lull, I think, of real sellers, but just not accepting that prices have adjusted. And I think and it's still happening. I think there's this kind of window now where there's just this hard realization that deal that was trading at a 4.25 cap is just, it's a mid 5 today. And that's a big swing. And I think you also have people that have debt that's rolling over, and people have reasons to sell. But I think that to me, I think, is the biggest movement right now in the market.
And what are these implications, these trends, what are the implications for investors?
Look, I think if you're long-term, it's always a cycle, right? Things are going to go up and down. And I think if people are patient, this would not be the moment to go sell, I would tell. I'd say if you bought and you have good assets, good underlying deals, there are things, I'd say this is a market to try to hold in. Let the debt markets get back. Let just all these regional banks and lenders that are just not really there. So I think holding right now is probably the best thing, but there's also opportunity from that because people have their reasons to sell. And I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities coming up.
What are some of the biggest challenges facing the commercial real estate industry today?
Look, I think it's obviously the debt market is the highest topic of conversation. It certainly is going to shake a lot of things loose. You got a lot of the CMBS debt coming up, and the money's just not there to refi it. And obviously it depends on the different asset classes you're talking about. Obviously office is in the toughest spot, but I think big picture, I think debt is going to be the biggest driver of where things go. There's certainly a lot of cash out there, which is, I still find it interesting, kind of different than 2009, is they just put so much money in the system. Mm-hmm. So I think the groups that were patient, didn't get over levered, I think will be in a spot that be a lot of opportunity.
If you've got dry powder, pretty soon it's going to be the time to start using it.
It is. I think it's coming, and we're already starting to see some interesting opportunities. And I think it's going to be a pretty exciting end of the year.
Nice. And just a couple rapid fire questions for you. If you were given $50 million today and you had to invest it immediately, what would your go-to asset type be, and location, and why?
We're again, it's the same response, but it's any deal that's out there that has underlying value. If you can buy below replacement cost with inflation, cost of construction, that for us, I think, has been a big key, whether it's on the shopping center side or the net lease side. If you can get a deal where, you know, again, you want them to leave, you're happy if they leave.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people like talking about, oh, you want your tenant out of there, but that's probably our number one thing. So yeah, timing is invested right now. Okay. It's hopefully you have a little bit of time. Then you're not stuck in the 1030 world of tight time windows. But yeah, I think position net lease portfolio with good underlying value.
Any specific markets that you're really bullish on?
Look, we're based in Miami. We've seen this Florida growth. It's incredible. We're looking all over. I certainly, the easy answer is Florida, Texas. We definitely have a focus there. No state income tax. I think a lot of positive things happening, and anywhere where there's just really growth. You want to see population growth, and I think that's really the biggest driver of all this.
Favorite tool or software that you use on the job?
I've enjoyed Placer. I think it's been an interesting tool. You have to be careful because we do have some real data points where we know it's wrong because we have the sales, we have the numbers. But I think that to me has been one of the most interesting, and you got to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt because it's not perfect, but I think it's very powerful. And it gives landlords, I think, a pretty incredible, you know, insight, especially if you don't have the sales and you don't have some of that information. Having, I think, high level feedback on that is really putting a lot of power to the landlord.
And what's a highlight transaction that you worked with the NNN Pro Group recently?
Boy, we've done a lot of deals. Most recent one, I think, was pretty interesting. We did a KFC deal down in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
Which was an interesting going through that process. And things are done a little bit different down there. But an exciting deal. We got that one done, and it was a fun kind of process to go through. And working with them was a lot of fun going through the process, or educational process.
And what is the most common misconception about your job or industry?
Gosh, that's a good question. I don't, just bigger picture, maybe from our own perspective and how people are looking at, you know, what we're doing in the net lease space. And, you know, I think educating some of our investors on how big that market is and how powerful of a market the net lease world is. But
as we wrap up, any parting words you want to share with our audience?
No, I mean, we're second day here in Vegas. So we're, you know, hopefully keep it all together here. It's going, it's a good conference, good meetings. I think there's a lot of positive things that are going to be coming for people well positioned. So.
Thanks for joining us and sharing your insights. Where can people find you online if they want to get in touch? Email, website, social?
Yeah, our website is orionmiami.com, all one word. And my email is ksands@orionmiami.com.
Excellent. Thank you again for taking time out of what is a very busy conference to come sit and talk with us and share your expertise and wisdom. Thanks to everyone who tuned in to today's ReConversations, powered by NNN Pro Group. A special shout out and thanks to our friends at the NNN Pro Group for hosting us at their booth this week at ICSC. As mentioned earlier, NNN Pro Group is the market leading net lease investment sales and advisory team in the country. To learn more, you can visit their website at nnnpro.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure not to miss the next one. Subscribe to the Crexy Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or check out our YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/Crexy for video recordings of each episode. Goodbye, stay well, we'll see you next time.